And it will populate an entire list of first names, last names. In some cases, it'll break it down into parts of the state where certain families lived. And so I never pull exactly from a true historical person. I don't look at it and go, oh, that name's perfect. I'm gonna take that person out of history. But I do use that to create a spreadsheet where I say, okay, here's some female names I can use, here's some male names I can use, and then these are names that would have been people who would have lived in that time and in that place. And really think that it's a great and fairly easy way for historical fiction writers to start out on the right foot is to get the names in place.
Beautiful. Yes, indeed. And by the way, I started out writing Western historicals as well. And I in my